In this bulletin, plans flagged for the staggered reopening of Australia's international borders, quarantine-free travel set to begin for Australians heading to New Zealand, and in sport, Australian swimmers compete ahead of Olympic Games trials. For the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says vaccinated Australians could travel overseas for so-called essential purposes and then undertake home quarantine upon return in the second half of the year. He says he'll be discussing the staggered reopening of international borders with state and territory leaders on Monday.
The other issue is then that would potentially open the door later for returning Australian residents to have a successful home isolation quarantine. But we have to make sure that that will work and that will be as effective as the hotel quarantine. But the idea on one day that everything just opens, that's not how this is going to happen. It'll be happened cautiously and carefully, working very hard on the medical and health protections in place.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says safety will be prioritised as the quarantine-free travel arrangement with New Zealand begins from 11:59pm. New Zealand will be allowing Australian travellers to enter the country without mandatory hotel quarantine. Minister Hunt says there'll also be a move towards home quarantine to ease pressure on the hotel quarantine system.
This is about progressive opening and progressive opportunities to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine and to provide greater freedoms as we vaccinate more, as we learn more, but above all else with the principle of safety underpinning everything.
New South Wales Health has reclassified three coronavirus cases in hotel quarantine from overseas acquired to locally acquired cases. Tests have shown three family members have picked up the virus from a family of four who was staying in an adjoining room at the Adena Apartment Hotel at Sydney's Town Hall. New South Wales Health is investigating how the transmission occurred. Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler says the issue of ventilation in hotel quarantine needs to be addressed.
There have been calls for national standards to be put in place, including around things like ventilation arrangements in the hotel. We don't know final details of this case yet, but it may well be that ventilation and aerosol transmission of COVID-19 has again played a part in this transmission.
Victorians aged over 70 will have the choice of showing up to a vaccine centre without an appointment from Wednesday. The AstraZeneca vaccine will be available to Victorians in priority groups 1A and 1B at the Royal Exhibition Building, the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre and the former Ford factory in Geelong. Those over 70 can still get their vaccine with their local GP. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the move is aimed at giving people more choice.
We think this is important because we need to re-establish confidence in our vaccination program, which has taken a bit of a hit over the past few weeks since the Commonwealth have run into some distribution problems and supply problems, and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation's recommendation as to Pfizer for people under 50.
Australia will this evening hold a memorial service for Prince Philip, officiated by the head of the Anglican Church in Australia, Archbishop of Adelaide, Jeff Smith. The royal family bid farewell to Prince Philip in a unique funeral service at Windsor Castle, which was limited to only 30 guests due to coronavirus restrictions. Defence Advisor for Australia in the UK, Commodore Guy Holthouse, says the Duke of Edinburgh specifically requested a representative from the Australian Defence Force be at the service.
To be able to contribute in a very small way at the behest of the Duke, from the nation, for our nation and for our Australian Defence Force to participate in his funeral to honour a man that's spent his entire life in service for his country is quite something.
And in sport, Australian swimmers Kate Campbell, Kyle Chalmers and Ariane Titmus say they've competed in confidence-building meets at the National Championships on the Gold Coast. It comes ahead of Olympic trials, which will take place in June in Adelaide. Kate Campbell beat Sister Bronte in the 50-metre freestyle, matching her heat time of 24.28 seconds. She says she's surprised by the good swims she's been having. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, partly cloudy 24, the same for Adelaide, 22, similar for Melbourne, 21, Hobart, partly cloudy 20, Canberra, sunny 19, the same in Wollongong, 23, Sydney, sunny 25, Newcastle, mostly sunny 24, Brisbane, sunny 26, showers for Cairns, 29, and Darwin, mostly sunny 34. This is SBS News.